Sound Opinions is supported by Dark Matter Coffee, an importer and roaster of direct-sourced coffees, offering a variety of signature blends and barrel-aged selections at darkmattercoffee.com. Dark Matter Coffee. Get freshly roasted.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot here with Jim DeRogatis. We've been talking about notable cover songs, and as we've been talking about, a cover in the right hands can really transform a song that you thought you knew, but the cover brings new textures to it that you may not have realized were there. You know, I'm thinking of something like Soft Cell's transformation of that Gloria Jones song, Tainted Love, in the 80s. You know, we thought we'd share a few of our favorites, Jim. You're up first.
You know, absolutely, Greg. Transforming a song is one thing covers do. Another is making connections of influences you might not have suspected in a band. I think a third thing is shining a spotlight on a song that you probably missed because it's so deep and obscure you would have never heard it. I'm going to do two covers. The first does number two and three of what I just talked about. I said in the interview with Ray that the Feelies had a unique way of bringing in all these different influences throughout their history to the songs that they covered. They also had numerous offshoot bands. They had one devoted entirely to covering the psychedelic Beatles, Dr. Robert, and another devoted to just Velvet Underground songs, Foggy Notion. Then there is the band where Dave Weckerman, the veteran percussionist, the guy who plays maracas and second snare drum and tambourine, steps forward and becomes the front person. It was called Young Woo. They are reissuing a great album that came out in 1987, the only album they made ever, Shore Leave. It's out again. It's great to have it back. There's a wonderful cover on it. I was unaware of guitarist Phil Manzanera's first studio solo album, Diamond Head, until Young Woo, the Feelies in disguise, introduced me to it by a cover. Manzanera, in 1975, moonlighting from Roxy Music, made a fantastic record produced by, co-written songs by, vocals by Brian Eno. Thank you very much. Okay? And even as big of an Eno head as I am, I didn't know the song Big Day. Here's a little bit of Manzanera's version with Eno on vocals. So that is a great pop song, Big Day. I think it's a little weak in the Manzanera version. The Feelies beef it up with that classic Feelies rhythm. Dave Weckerman on vocals in Young Woo, you know, adds a new layer of sort of just, gee whiz, I'm a tourist in an exotic place. I'm in Peru. Straw hats, you know. And there's a great tradition, I think, in rock and roll of travelogue pop songs of places that the artists clearly have never been.
Right.
You know, you think of something like Istanbul, not Constantinople, right? Or even, I guess, you know, Dylan's Quinn the Eskimo. I don't think he ever went, you know, to the Arctic. And so you're imagining this place you've never been. Big Star's India, right? And you're singing with such passion and fondness, you want to go. Young Woo, Dave Weckerman, makes me want to go to Peru on Big Day.
Taking our time.
Thank you.
Young Woo covering Phil Manzanera and Brian Eno, Big Day. It's on the newly reissued Shore Leave record. Buy it if you love the Feelies, if you love Eno.
Mm-hmm. Jim, the song I want to highlight is a classic from the 70s. We just talked about this artist a few weeks ago on the show, Al Green.
The Rev.
And what a remarkable decade he had in the 70s, that conflation of spirituality and sexuality in his songs and how he eventually converted to gospel music after this long period of kind of wrestling with his feelings about those two areas. This song encapsulates a lot of that internal struggle that Al Green was going through, Take Me to the River. Mm. It surfaced in 1974, was co-written with his guitarist, Teeny Hodges, who was part of that great high rhythm section that he recorded many of those classic songs with. And, you know, this is a typical Al scenario here. You've got this idea of a baptism going on, but it's conflated with this idea of this really lusty affair that he's having that isn't going really well. So Al is there's a lot of anxiety in this song, you know, this mix of spirituality and carnality that he was struggling with at the time, really coming to the fore, these images of taking me to the river and being baptized in the river, and at the same time somehow being healed or lifted up in this love affair that isn't going very well. Al Green, there's no one better at sort of struggling with those notions. Here's a little bit of Al Green's original version of Take Me to the River.
I sang. I don't know why I love you like I do. After all the changes that you put me through, used all my money. Cigarettes, and I haven't seen how to have you yet. I want to know, won't you tell me? I love to stay. Take me to the river, wash me down.
Now that song struck a chord with a lot of artists. Among the people who covered that song within the first couple of years after it was released were, among others, the Mighty Foghat attempted a cover of Take Me to the River.
And I have never heard that.
And the perverse side of me was tempted to play that version of it, but I don't think it's particularly good. Also, artists like Levon Helm covered it on one of his solo records. Brian Ferry of Roxy Music, another Roxy Music solo spinoff along the lines of the Phil Manzanera track that you just played. And those are fine versions, but I think the best one was the one done by Talking Heads in 1978. And the reason I'm focusing on that is that it's so revelatory, because I think the Talking Heads coming out of that punk and post-punk scene, which was very white, let's put it that way, certainly not a lot of soul or funk associations in that music, or even danceability in a lot of that music. But the Talking Heads were always focused on that side of it. Let's get people on the dance floor. Let's get them dancing. And they didn't quite get there with their first couple of records. But near the tail end of their second record, here comes this track, Take Me to the River. And it's a revelation to everybody. Like, what a great song. Oh, that's that Al Green soul funk song.
Yeah.
What is an uptight white band like the Talking Heads doing, covering this and doing a pretty good job of it? This would lead into a very fertile period of Talking Heads music, where they go full on into the funk with Remain in Light, one of their subsequent records. And, of course, you see a lot of that manifested in that terrific movie, Stop Making Sense, that came out in 1984. But 6 years early, this was kind of like the starting point for me. The incorporation of those funk and R&B grooves into punk in this cover of Al Green's Take Me to the River by Talking Heads.
Yeah.
That's Talking Heads from 1978, their cover of Al Green's immortal Take Me to the River. Jim, you've got another cover for us.
I do, Greg. Continuing with the notion of great songs that may have been missed in their original context, John Lennon and Yoko Ono put out a series of three. To call them experimental albums is kind. Unlistenable might be more realistic. Let's face it, genius or no, both of them, there was a lot of dreck. Unfinished Music number one, two versions. Unfinished Music two, Life with the Lions, and Wedding Album, possibly the worst of those three records. Right? Mm. We're just talking like Primal Scream, you know, messing around in bed noise is all these records were. And then in the midst of that final experimental record is this wonderful song called Listen, the Snow is Falling, that Yoko wrote and recorded with John Lennon and Phil Spector helping her produce it. It is a beautiful, stunning pop song in the midst of unlistenable noise, I would say, that's easily overlooked. Now, Yoko's vocals are hard to take. Mm. She's arguably better when she's screaming and yelping and primal screaming. But you can tell that's a good song. How good a song it was brought home to me when Galaxy 500 covered it on the last of their three albums, This Is Our Music. You and I are both huge fans of Galaxy 500. We've had Dean Wareham on the show and Damon Krukowski with his partner Naomi Yang. I think I heard the song before the album was actually out on Rough Trade. I remember standing on one of those horrifyingly minus 25 outside winter evenings in Minneapolis at 7th Street Entry and seeing Naomi take over from Dean on vocals to deliver this Yoko Ono song. And I didn't have any idea that it was a Yoko Ono song.
Right.
Damon's drumming is so sympathetic. Naomi's vocals are beautiful. And the way Dean propels her with the guitar solo, it's just incredible. Listen, The Snow is Falling by Galaxy 500. Galaxy 500 covering Yoko Ono, Listen, the Snow is Falling. Greg, you got one more great cover to share with us.
I do. I want to focus on Dolly Parton's classic 1973 song, Jolene. One of Dolly's greatest hits, without a doubt. The setup for the song is basically this woman, this redheaded woman named Jolene, who is enticing her man away from her, seducing her man. And the narrator in the song fears the worst. Mm. Jolene, I can't compete with you. You're clearly more beautiful than I am, more seductive than I am. You know, I feel incredibly inadequate next to you. You're going to steal my man. Please don't steal my man.
Wow.
There's a melancholy and a regret and a forlorn attitude in this song. It's not like she's condemning Jolene so much as saying, I can't compete with you. Please, please go away quietly so that I can stay with my man.
It is a unique song. You don't often hear that conversation between two women in a song in pop history.
Yeah, and you know, Dolly said that the song was inspired by two things that happened in her life. There was an 8-year-old girl who came up and asked her for an autograph. This redheaded 8-year-old girl, and she asked her name, Jolene. She goes, "My, that would be a great name for a song." You know, it kind of reminded her of, like, you know, classic J women names. And Jezebel was another one that sort of pops in your head. Like, it's an evocative name. And then her husband, apparently, there was a redheaded bank teller that her husband seemed to be very fond of, and the bank teller seemed very fond of her husband, and she was jealous. And they were sort of joking around, you're spending a lot of time in that bank. I don't believe we've got that kind of money, you know, that kind of thing. So it partially a joke. She said, you know, there was no affair, but it was just more what was going on in her head, her imagination as a songwriter. So she writes this incredibly melancholic, incredibly beautiful song called Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain.
So this song has been covered many, many times. It's considered one of Dolly's classics, and I think one of the most notable versions was a latter-day version of this song done by the White Stripes. Jack White, a big fan of, you know, vintage country and blues.
Yep.
And he originally recorded the song as a B-side for the Hello Operator 7-inch. And then I think where the song really blossomed for Jack White and the White Stripes was in concert. And that's the version I want to play. There's an official video of a concert performance of this song, in which the reasons for my focusing on this cover become clear. First of all, there's the desperation, the wrenching performance. Whereas Dolly sounded a little forlorn and melancholy, you can see that White is, his narrator is really tortured
by this happening. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other part is the little twist he gives to the relationships in this song. The guy is now begging his lover, Jolene, to stop cheating on him with one of his friends. So without changing the gender, he still is able to personalize the song in a way that made it very real for him. So a transformative cover of a great song by the White Stripes, Jolene, on Sound Opinions.
Talks about you in his sleep, and there is nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
Good choice for a great cover, Greg Kot. Jolene by the White Stripes. As always, we want to hear from you. What is your favorite cover song? Or what's a cover song you love to hate? Call and leave us a message at 888-859-1800. Coming up next, we'll review the new record from the Swedish duo First Aid Kit and remember Mark E. Smith, the frontman for The Fall. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Now I can easily
understand. Now you could easily take my man, but you do not know what he means to me, Jolene.